Remember we were talking about how the slang word cool has stood the test of time?
Yes. We've been using it a lot on the show.
Yeah. I mean, but it stood the test of time for decades. And,
sure.
And how slang terms, they come in and out, and some are dated, and, you know, if...
Riz is over, right? Is Riz over?
Well, I use that as an example.
Skibbity toilet Riz is. Skibbity toilet Riz is gone, and so is 6-7.
Well, yes, exactly. Some are fleeting. Some yes. don't stand the test of time.
Right.
Cool is one of those slang words that did
yes.
and has. And so I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? What are some of the slang words that used to be a thing but aren't anymore? And thankfully, there's the internet. And I looked this up. So from the 50s. The year was 1954.
Oh, wow.
The kids.
Oh, wow.
If you were wanting to say, wow, that's a well-dressed kid. Like, wow, he's dapper. Yeah, I know. That's what you and I would say.
Yes.
That's a cool Jonah.
A cool Jonah?
That's a cool Jonah
Never
right there.
That when I heard
Look at
dapper.
That kid. A cool
man.
Jonah.
Okay. Interesting. What?
My name's not Jonah, sir. Shut up and smoke a cigarette like the rest of your friends.
Wow. So
1954. It's a different time.
Gotcha. So, like, I want to know, well, then who was the first Jonah that was good looking?
Cool.
Or dressed weird? Yes.
Yeah,
cool, dressed nicely.
Good question. What if you, like, what do we call money now? I mean, we say stacks. We say bills.
Do we still say cheddar?
I've never once heard you say cheddar. You're like, give me my bags. Bags. We say bags. You know, I'm okay. about there with my bags,
dollar,
right?
Dollar bills.
Back in the year was 1954.
Yeah.
George.
George?
Nah, give me the George.
Give me the Georges.
I'm earning the Georges. Like maybe Washington's.
Yes, probably
yeah.
dollar
earning
bills.
Earning the Georges.
Give me Georges.
Okay. Isn't that just a dollar?
That would be. So that's why you
but
have to
back
say
in
George
19,
is
1954,
one.
Though, maybe went a little further.
Okay.
How many more of these you want?
I don't know.
How many
more do you have?
I got four more.
Okay.
Do we want to do all four?
I don't know. Let's just see how the next one goes.
All right. So these are like cool has stood the test of time. These
yes.
are some of the slang words that
back in
aren't used anymore. The year was 1954.
Oh, okay.
All right. Eating your food.
Eating your food.
Yeah. Like what do we say now? Is that like scarfing your food down?
I'm going to eat my food.
Yeah. I don't know if we have a slang term for that.
I don't think we do.
Anyways, there used to be one.
Oh, you could Hoover it. We used to say our kids, oh, you Hoovered that.
Like referring to a vacuum cleaner.
Yes,
a brand
like a vacuum cleaner.
Of
yes.
vacuum cleaners.
Yes.
Spooning your scarf. Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, why don't you... Why am I Irish
now? I don't know. You're switching nationalities on us.
Kelly, why are you spooning your scarf?
Spoon your scarf. Okay.
Spoon your scarf.
I don't, why would they think that?
I don't know.
It's not, obvious, no one eats their scarves.
Obviously, that was a terrible one. But didn't stand the test of time.
Okay.
Not,
that one faded out.
All right. We'll do one more.
Okay.
We'll do one more.
Pick your best.
It's a lot of pressure.
Come at us with your best.
All right. What about a cute girl?
A cute girl?
A little hottie.
A hottie,
yeah,
yes.
like a little hottie.
And
like
the kids now say they're a baddie.
Yeah, a baddie.
Yeah.
Hottie, baddie, yes absolutely.
Yeah.
That's today's
babe
She's perhaps.
A babe.
Yep. The year was 1954.
What did they call babes back then?
Ah, look at the double bubble walking over.
The what?
The double bubble.
The double bubble?
The double bubble.
Are they talking about our lovely lady lumps?
I don't know, but double bubble
it
was
feels
a gum.
Like that.
Remember, as a gum?
Oh.
Gum that you'd get like a ballpark, double bubble, gum. I don't
oh.
know if that had anything to do with
I
it or
don't
not.
No.
But if someone walks by and says, ah, Kelly K, double bubble, you'd be like, no, thank you.
You know what I'm instantly thinking, though?
That they're looking at your butt or your
yeah,
boobs?
Both.
Oh.
That's what I'm thinking. The double bubble is both. Or it could just be upstairs.
Nah, the double bubble.
Okay.
Ah, look at her double bubble.
I feel like I'm insulted with that. I don't know.
Maybe that's why it isn't used anymore.
Out. Yep.
Maybe that's why they call them baddies now.
Yeah, maybe.
Ah, look at the Kelly K.
She's a baddie.
She's a double bubble.
No. Uh-uh.
The year was 1955.
Maybe that's why the women were like, nope, we don't like that one.
They're like, stop talking that way, too.
Exactly. Yes.
They're like, just talk normal.
Right.
Why you talk like that?
Well, you were talking like you were a radio person from 1954.
The year was 1954. We had double bubbles walking the sidewalks, spooning their scarves, earning the Georges.
Wow.
As a cool Jonah.
Oh, wow. I'm kind of really glad we moved on from that phase to also that style of speaking. I'm glad we've moved on from that.
That's right. People are like,
wow.
What will you just talk normal?
Someone's alarm just went off. And they're like, what is assaulting my ear holes right
now? The year was 1954. That's funny. All right. Anyways.
Oh.